the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, this segment is brought to us by CVA Muzzleloaders. In my opinion, the very best muzzleloaders in the world, the ones that I shoot. You can check them out online, cva.com. Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Vineyard Max, maker of some awesome deer attractant and some very fine game feeders and fish feeders, located down in Nacogdoches, Texas. Check them out at vineyardmax.net. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Sigerville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Sigerville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Well, friends, this is Luke. I hope you've enjoyed our show thus far. I always enjoy all of our guests. I learn something from each and every one of them. Let's talk a little bit about big bore air guns, shooting and hunting with big bore air guns. Now, for about, 11 years or so, I've been hunting editor for the only air gun magazine in the country, the only national air gun magazine that I'm aware of. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist. And I've had a chance to shoot and hunt with just about all the big bore air rifles. Not all of them, I'm sure, but many of them, let's put it that way. So if you're thinking about hunting with big bore air guns, let me tell you, there's plenty of powerful guns out there on the market that will do the job for you. And yes, they will cleanly harvest deer-sized game and, anything that's legal, I guarantee you. The air rifles are made today to cleanly harvest them. Now, you're going to wonder if you're really not schooled in air rifles or big modern day, I should say, the PCP. These are the rifles that are pressured up with a compressor or an air tank. And you're not going to go to the local box store probably and find any of these. There might be some exceptions, but most of them you're going to need to go to a company that makes them. Pyramid Air is what I call a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. You could go online to PYRAMYD, pyramidair.com, and there you can find all the, I'm going to mention a few big bores that I've hunted with, big bore air rifles, and maybe you can find them all at Pyramid Air. It's just a great company and a great way to order your anything related to air guns, not only air guns, but all kind of outdoor products there at Pyramid Air. But my first big bore air gun that I really started hunting with was made by Air Force Air Guns. It was a Texan 45 caliber. I hunted with it before there was a deer season, a legal deer season, for hunting with big bore air guns. I killed quite a few exotics. I even shot an Audad with it, with that 45 caliber, several axis deer and many hogs with it. So that was the first one that I really used. Now, so Air Force Air Guns still makes the Texan. They also make a new one. It's called the Tex-Rex. It's a 51 caliber air gun, very powerful. Pressure's up to 4,500 PSI. A lot of pressure. So that's the top end as far as pressure, and that's just a very powerful big bore air gun. There's no question about that, and a well-made one too. Now, I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite air guns to hunt with is a Seneca Dragonclaw 50 caliber. Now, this rifle pressures up to 3,000. It's not as powerful as one of these heavy-duty ones that's pressuring up to 4,500 PSI, but it will get the job done. It's one of my favorite to hunt hogs with, and I'll say, people ask me about what range do you like to shoot? At closer the better. I like to think of my air gun hunting an extension to bow hunting. I would never shoot a deer, white-tailed deer, at 50 or 60 yards with an air with a compound bow, but I have no problem cleanly harvesting one with a big bore air gun. So the Seneca Dragon Claw, it's a conventional looking air rifle, wooden stock. It's a traditional looking rifle. This looks like a rifle. It really does, but I wouldn't be taking 75 yard shots at deer with it. I'm sure with a perfect shot you could cleanly harvest them, but I keep all my shots with my Seneca Dragon Claw on deer size animals 50 yards or in, and they do very well. I hunt hogs a lot at night with my Seneca Dragon Claw. I have a scope, have it topped with an ATN scope, and that's a lot of fun. Now, I shoot my hogs. I don't take long shots. I don't take running shots. I like to sneak in there at night with my thermal within 40 yards, maybe 50, but I bet I've killed more at 35 yards than I have at anything. To get downwind and get that thermal on, I usually use a little ATN spotter where I can see what's going on out there with a thermal, you know, and then sneak in there downwind. That's, to me, that's a whole lot of fun. And then shoot them with that Seneca Dragon Claw. You can put a thermal on any of these scopes that I'm telling you about. So the Seneca Dragon Claw, one of my all-time favorites. Actually the Dragon Claw 2. It's an improved version of the old model. They're all Seneca Dragon Claw 2s now, and there's even a tactical model, a Seneca Dragon Claw Tactical. And it's made, it looks like a tactical rifle, has a Picatinny rail on top and all that. So there's one you want to look at. Not as powerful as some of the other ones that pressure up to 4,500, but quite powerful enough to hunt deer and hogs and things like that and exotics within reasonable range. I'm going to say 50 yards for me. There are those that shoot a lot farther out, but I just don't. That's my limitations. Umarex. Umarex makes some good products. The Primal 20, I've had some experience with it. It's actually a 62 caliber, 20 gauge barrel, if you will, and it shoots what looks like a rifle slug, big bullet there with a plastic cup on the bottom of it. And I wouldn't think that would be a long range gun. I don't know. You could scope it. I actually have a Stealth Vision red dot on mine, and I shoot it out to 50, 60 yards with that red dot shooter, and always keep about a whole 4-inch group out to about 60 yards, which is plenty good for hunting. So there's one, the Primal 20. It loads with a magazine. It has two slugs in it, you know, that you put in there, and you just slide it. When you shoot one, you can shoot the other one pretty fast, you know, have it there. The Umarex hammer, it's kind of the same thing. It loads with two, you can call them pellets, but how are you going to call a 380 something grain bullet a pellet? It's just a big hunk of lead. But the hammer is another really good Umarex hammer. So there's some that I have used a lot. We're strictly talking big bore. You can get all kind of smaller calibers, 22, 25. We'll talk about them another time. We don't have time to go into that today. Just a little time at the end of our show here to talk, but you'll need, you know, go to pyramidair.com and just browse around. You'll need some way to pressure these things, and there's air tanks, but you still, if you just buy an air tank, you have to have some way to pressure that. Check out the compressors. They're lightweight. They work on AC, DC, most of them do. And that's all I use. I don't even use an air tank. I'll pressure the thing up before a hunt, and they're always, regardless of which one you're using, it's always good for plenty of pressure for two or three strong shots. Some of them, like the Dragon Claw, I can shoot it five times with about the same pressure. So that'll help you out. You might want to consider, you know, starting off and getting you a compressor. They're not all that expensive. They used to be. It used to be hard to find a good compressor, but now there's a lot of them on the market. You can find them all there at pyramidair.com. Folks, I was glad to squeeze this little bit of information in. I've been wanting to tell you about the PCP air guns. Just remember, that's how you find them. Go to an air gun specialty company, pyramidair.com. Man, I don't think you can beat them because I've worked with them for years. And look into it. Most states now, definitely probably where you're listening on the radio, all the states down this way have air gun seasons for deer. So check them out. Folks, I hope you enjoyed our show very much. I've had a ball. Looking forward to this new year and lots more outdoor hunting and fishing talk and fun. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game. Lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring.